It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this. Hey, babes. Welcome back to It's Renee podcast. I'm so excited to have you here again. I've been saying it. I keep saying it. If you're here, it means that you're putting yourself first, that you're taking time to develop yourself, that you're doing personal development. That's how I do it. I listen to podcasts that inspires me on a daily basis. That's how I train my mind alongside many things. But congratulations on being here and for all of your support. Thank you so much. Last week, I mentioned that you would be in for a real treat this week. And I wasn't kidding. I wasn't lying. I have an accomplished athlete, a second degree black belt, a well-known motivational speaker, a personal mentor and coach, a co-host on the Digital Dimes podcast. He's married to a badass woman. He's got a strong and amazing daughter. Above all, he was the one person that got me onto this crazy journey of personal development. He helped me break through so many things. He is a friend of mine. I'm so excited to have you here, Raf. Welcome.
Oh my God. I got to meet this person. That guy sounds really cool.
He is.
How are you? Oh. Thank you so much for having me. This is super exciting. I don't know if this is more exciting for me than it is for you. I don't know, but you know, since I've been part of this journey for a long time, it's really cool.
Oh yeah, it's really an honor to have you. And I know my people know how I feel about you, and I talk about you a lot and how you really, I've mentioned it a few times, and I'm actually kind of strong enough now to say it without crying, but you really held my hand in a tough and dark period of my life. So it's really nice to have you here. And it's nice that today we're actually going to talk about you and not me. We're going to
do a little role reversal here. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm emotionally ready for this or not.
tell me a little more about yourself. I mentioned that you're married to a badass woman. You have a strong and beautiful daughter. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit more about your life right now, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, okay. So yeah, right now, right now my life is pretty freaking amazing. And if anybody that has heard me speak before or has listened to anything that I say, every day is amazing. Not every day is easy. Not every day is pleasant, but every day is amazing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like you said, I have a badass wife. She's a firefighter. She's been on the department for 25 years now. Get ready to retire.
Wow.
We have an 18-year-old daughter who actually just got back from boot camp. So that's pretty cool. So she's a soldier. Woo! Yeah. Another little badass in the house. And then I got you here. So apparently I do a pretty good job getting some badasses around me, I guess. I'm thinking, you know,
right?
Surrounding myself with the right people here. But and then, you know, I have my corporate life where I do work in a corporate environment. I do love my corporate life. So it's not like, it's not one of those situations where you have a 9-to-5 and you think, oh, I'm doing this because I have to, or this is a tool that I'm using to get to where I want to be. I've just been very fortunate that I love my 9-to-5, right? And then obviously I have Ground Zero, and Ground Zero has started out as a little bit of a passion project, but has really become the true love of my life. And I enjoy it. It keeps growing. The business is growing. You know, I keep getting a broader and broader reach. And so that's always exciting. And then I get to do stuff like this, which is really, really cool. And and other than that, I mean, I keep working on my physical health, my mental health, my emotional health, and I'm constantly trying to grow every day. It would be pretty odd of me not to try to practice the things that I preach. So,
Exactly.
Other than that, my life is pretty basic. I mean, I'm not much different than most people. I still enjoy sports. I mean, as you know, I played a couple of professional sports and at some other stuff at a very, very high level. And, I love lifting weights. I like lifting heavy stuff. I mean, that's just fun for me. So play golf and, you know, just stay busy and spend family time and all that good stuff.
Love it. And what is it that you do exactly with Ground Zero? What's your vision with the business?
Yeah. So Ground Zero started out as a, well, and continues to be, I shouldn't say started out, and it continues to be a platform to provide motivation, inspiration, and some insight to anyone who is looking for that. And as you know, you're part of the team. We have a team called Team GZA, right? Ground Zero Advocates. And you're one of the coaches that are represented under the brand. And so we've got different coaches that work under the brand. And then we also have brand advocates that work, that represent the brand, which is essentially living the lifestyle, the Ground Zero lifestyle, which is a lifestyle of, you know, be good, get better, be the best. And that doesn't mean that you already are the best. And it doesn't mean that you are already have accomplished all of your goals. It just means that you're working towards it. And so, you know, we've got some pretty cool people on that roster. We've got some young people, we've got some accomplished people. And so I'm very excited about that. And so the future of the brand is really about reaching as many people as possible and inspiring as many people as possible. And I've always said that if I can inspire one person, then I've done what I'm supposed to do. It is pretty addicting though, when you start inspiring multiple people,
right?
You know, and so you realize that your voice and everyone's voice does matter, and that voices need to be heard. And so I'm going to continue on that path and keep doing what I'm doing, because I believe that I am making a difference, and I want to continue to make a difference. And so with that, at some point there'll be this magical, beautiful conference, which will come, and hopefully everybody on the team will be able to participate, and we'll be able to provide people with some real value and really be able to show people that it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what cards you were dealt at birth. Those things don't matter. It's how you play the cards, right? Not everybody is going to get four aces at birth. Let's face it. I mean, I certainly didn't get four aces at birth. If I'm lucky, I got a two and then a couple of jokers and maybe a four in there. But it's how you play the deck. It's how you play the cards. And that's what I want people to understand, that no matter what, it's never too late to start. It's never too late to be good at what you're doing. It's never too late to get better. And it's never too late to be the best at it. And the best is your personal best. It's not what I think is your best. It's not what you think is your, it's what you believe as a human being, what your best is. That's all that matters. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. At the end of the day, when you're sitting at the pearly gates of heaven, if that's what you believe in, there isn't going to be anybody standing there with you. You're going to be by yourself.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, we tend to forget that regardless of what you believe, right? I think that no matter what you believe in, most people believe that there's something after this. And if you are one of those people that believe that, then you know that that day will come and you will be alone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everything else is seasonal.
Yeah. No, I like that. And I love that you shared your vision for Ground Zero and you've put it in your own words. I could have said it for you, but I find it sounds so much better coming from you. And you know, I can't wait to be on that stage.
Oh yeah.
Like,
I can't wait either.
Yeah. And it's crazy that we've never met in person. Like, we've known each other for 3-4 years now.
Yeah.
And it's been virtual. We've never seen each other. We like work under Ground Zero, but yeah, we've never seen each other. So it's really something to look forward to, and certainly exciting.
The power, I like what of you social said. Media.
Yeah, exactly. Making crazy connections. I really like what you said, where like you don't necessarily, you know, get into this world and have everything laid out on a silver platter. Like some of us, you know, are raised in different family dynamics. Some of us are in, you know, tougher environments. And it's really, I like that you said, it's kind of how you play the deck. It's what you decide to do with the situation that you've been given. So
yeah,
we like, the ones that know you know that you're always positive and you always share great insight and wisdom. So how was your, if you're willing to go there, like how was kind of your upbringing versus like the person that you are now? Like Were you always this positive? Were you always like, you know, super feeling amazing every day and seeing the good in everything? Like what happened? How was it? Are you a unicorn?
I think I may be a unicorn, but no. I mean, look, here's the reality, right? And I tell people all the time, look, I did not have a bad childhood. I don't remember having a bad childhood. So, I mean, I played outside. You know, that's what we did when I was a kid. I'm a little bit older than some people, but you know, that's what we did when I was a kid. We played outside and we had our friends and we did what we did. But as I got older and I started to be more aware, like most young people do, right? You know, you realize that, look, I was born into an abusive family. My birth father, who was non-existent after a few years, was mentally, physically, and emotionally abusive to my mom and to myself. And then he was gone. So then it's single parent house with brothers, multiple brothers. And look, I didn't know I was poor. I had no idea. I had no clue that everybody didn't eat government cheese every day. I had no idea that's not how it was, right? No idea. Didn't know I was broke. Didn't know that stealing clothes from the Salvation Army was not normal.
Wow. But
as you get older and you start to realize, hey, wait a minute, that, oh shit, is really what you're thinking, right? Wow, I really was poor. And you realize that, you know, for me, like a lot of young people, the only real way out of that situation was through sports. And I think that sports, I personally think that everyone should play some kind of organized sport, because I think it teaches you so much if you're willing to learn. Okay. And so I followed that path and I followed that dream. And then, you know, education was very important, because that was the plan B, right? That's the backup. Is the first, right? The first one is become an athlete and get out of there. The next one is figure out how to read a book, right? And you start to realize that you're different. Like, I realized I was different at a pretty young age, in the sense that I knew that I didn't have the most talent physically. I didn't have the most talent emotionally, spiritually, mentally, but I knew I worked and I knew I was willing to work hard. Right. And over the years, I've always outworked everyone. And I heard a saying a long, long time ago that hard work outworks talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Mm.
And, right. And it was like, yeah, that's real. That's, to me, that's real. I would get to practice, you know, 2 hours early and start training. And then I would stay 2 hours late and train. And some of the things that I don't talk about a lot is that, you know, people say, well, how did you get there? You were broke. You were poor. Yeah. I threw my shit on my back and I walked 4 or 5 miles to practice, or I ran, or I hitched a ride. I mean, I was not against hitchhiking, you know? And it's like, well, why would you do that? Well, why wouldn't I? Is my response. And so I don't necessarily think that everybody is born with a specific mindset. I think everything can be learned. The same way we learn bad habits is the same way we can learn good habits. The same way we can get ourselves in a rut and feel stuck is the same way we can get ourselves out of that rut and feel accomplished. And so, you know, when you talk about like ground zero and how the universe put us together, for example, it was really about putting two people together, one who was specifically thinking in a forward progressive mindset, another person who was thinking in a negative stuck mindset. And can those two people correlate and communicate, and can we get them both moving in the right direction? Right. And so I think that once you realize that it's not hard work, it's just the work required in order to be successful, because that's really what it comes down to. It is just the work required in order to be successful, regardless of how bad it is. Regardless of the fact that you don't have money or that you're eating government cheese, right? I mean, I laugh about it now. And you know, you think, especially because I'm so focused on what I put in my body today, I think, God, man, I was putting that in my body, but you don't have a choice, right? I mean,
yeah,
scrounging. I mean, I got my first job at 9. I was working at 9 years old, you know, had a paper route just to try to make, to help out a little bit, to be able to take my brothers to have dinner on Wednesday night at the taco truck, where you get three cow tongue tacos, three. For a dollar. Right. And then I would go across the street to the Circle K, which is a little convenience store in Northern California where I grew up. And we would buy one soda and one candy and we'd split it between three of us. And that was a treat. Right. And at the time, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought that's how things were. I didn't think anything of it. I never thought badly or negatively of it. And through that, I mean, I have a bond with my brothers and my mom that's just unbreakable. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Like, you want to bury a body? I got three people to call, you know?
Wow.
You know, but yeah, as you get older, I mean, look, life is not always easy. And I don't think it's meant to be easy. I think that life should be challenging. And I think that's what molds us. And I think that's what builds us. And I think that's what makes us who we are. And I think that that's what allows us to influence other people in becoming who they should be. And I think all those things are important. And I don't, you know, I'm not alone. You're not alone. I mean, the things that you've struggled with, other people struggle with. The things that I've struggled with, other people struggle with.
Yeah.
But there's a few things that I learned at a young, very, very young age that I knew that under no circumstances would I ever allow myself to be in that position. And one of that is being broke. Okay. Never going to do that. That's never going to happen. I don't give a shit if I got to work 9 jobs a day and work around the clock and sleep 20 minutes here and there. That's never going to happen. And the other thing for me was that I was going to have a healthy, secure, and flourishing marriage. And however many children that I was blessed with, I'm only have one, but if it was going to be one or 20, every single one of them was going to have a house with both parents, and they were going to be loved and they were going to be cared for, you know? And so I think as you grow, you kind of realize these things, and I think they become important to you, and you start to understand how important they become. And so then you start to focus on what you're doing to make sure that those things stay intact. And I think that's no different than when you're trying to work on yourself. Like, what is important to you? Or is it important that you're a good person? Because life doesn't stop. You know, life doesn't quit. You don't get to quit on being compassionate. You don't get to quit on being loving. You don't get to quit on being caring. So you don't get to quit on any of those things. And what makes you think you ever get to quit on life? And you don't. You know, some people will and they'll try. But the reality is that it's not fair. It's a very selfish move when you do that. And so you don't get to do that. So you got to keep fighting every day. I mean, that's a reality for me.
Yeah, I know you mentioned to me a little bit that, you know, although the social media world and what you put out there remained very positive, you were going through some challenging last couple of years. Like, how did you navigate through all of that? And like, how are you today?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably been, you know, I started the whole social media thing back in 2019, but prior to that, you know, I'll share, and some people know this story, and I know you do, but you know, in 2013, my little brother committed suicide, and he was in the military, came back from being deployed and just struggled. PTSD. I mean, just struggled. And we knew it. I mean, we knew it. We did everything we could do. And so sometimes you just can't do anything, right? And no matter what you do, you just can't. But it doesn't lessen the pain any, I can assure you of that. And anyone who's ever been in that situation knows exactly what I'm talking about. It is a fucking horrible experience. I mean, there's no doubt about it, right? And I would never, ever wish that upon anyone. And, you know, going through that was very, very challenging for me as a human being, because it was just like, dude, how do you quit? You know, how do you give up? And that's what I felt. Like, that's real. Like, I really felt like, how do you quit? You just can't do that, you know? And it was a difficult deal, and other losses. And then, you know, just recently my wife's brother did the same thing, you know? And so you're constantly being battled. Wow. You're constantly battling something in your life, you know, and you have to be able to reach out to somebody. That's why I think it's so important to have mentors, you know, life coaches, mindset coaches, however you want to call it, whatever you need to do. I think it's important that everybody has someone. And, you know, you hear the pitches on social media and out there about, oh, if you're not going to invest in yourself, no one's going to invest in you, and yada, 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 yada. And there's a lot of truth to that. But the reality is that I don't care how much money it costs you to spend time with somebody that you can confide in, you need to spend it. Mm. Like, to me, it's irrepressible to you not to spend that money, because it makes such a difference for you and for everyone else, right? And because everybody struggles all the time. I could tell you life is amazing, and I believe that at my core it is amazing. But it's amazing because I'm a fighter, it's amazing because I get to get up in the morning and my feet hit the ground and the fucking earth shakes and the devil says, oh fuck, Raph's awake again, right? And here I am and I walk in the bathroom like everybody else does and I look in the mirror and I'm like, that's a bad motherfucker right there. And that guy's going to get some shit done today, right? Like, that is who I am every day. But it's because I'm a fighter. And I think everyone is born to win. Somewhere along the line, we don't think that. We don't believe that for some reason. And I don't understand how that works, but I understand that there's people like you and I that will help you figure that out. And so you can keep going forward, right? But we're born to win. And so because I'm willing to fight, every day is amazing. Because if I can fight and I'm in the fight, there's a very, very good chance I'm going to win. And that's the reality, you know, but not every day is easy. I mean, it wasn't 2 months ago. I mean, I'm calling my dad and we're talking and I'm upset and I'm crying. And I'm like, he's like, you okay? And I'm like, I don't know if I'm okay, man. I really don't know. You know, I'm like, I realize that the universe is only going to give me what it believes I can handle. But how fucking tough does the universe think I am?
I was going to say, were you like, that's it, like, right? Stop.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, and part of it is you reflect on that moment. And I've reflected on that moment probably at least a half a dozen times now. And I've thought to myself, wow, was that going to be my breaking point? And then I remind myself, no, it wasn't because I'm here. No, it wasn't because I'm better. And then it kind of reassures you, right? And it gives you more strength. And you're like, you know what? Fucking bring it. Let's go. What do you got? What do you have today? Because the shit you threw at me the last 90 days, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, it hasn't broken me. And I'm still here. And my shoulders are broader and my back is stronger. And I got it. Let's go. And my hands are calloused. And yeah, I bleed from time to time. But you know what? Suck it up, buttercup, and let's just go, right? And so it's those moments that you take time to reflect and realize that regardless of how difficult life is, it's a beautiful place to be. It really is.
I could scream right now. I'm getting like worked up, like, woo! Like, would you agree that after every lows that you've had in your life, there was a high? And I think you do, because you've just said it. You realize when you self-reflected on that moment when you called your dad, you realized that I'm better now. Yeah. Like, that wasn't my breaking point. Like, I'm here. I survived. Mm-hmm. And you, something in you felt like you just felt stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if you're willing to grow from any situation or scenario that you're put into, then you will be stronger. Right. I think you and I have discussed this before, but I could probably sit down and tell you that I've never, ever failed my entire life. If I'm very, very honest, because every time that I've come up across something where I have not succeeded, I've chosen to learn something from that event. And if you can take a failure, air quotes, for those of you that can't see, right? And choose to learn something from that, then you can basically wipe it out as a failure. It's now a learning opportunity, right? So either winning or you're learning, that's it. That there's no in between, right? So, and that goes hand in hand with either you're hustling or you're resting. There's no side hustles. There's no part-time jobs. There's, you know, when people tell me, oh, I got a side hustle. No, either you're hustling or you're resting. That's it. Because whether it makes you a $500 of incremental income a month or $10,000 a month, you're still earning and you're still learning. And so if you're earning and learning, then you're hustling and that's it. Don't sell it short, you know, and people should praise themselves every once in a while. It's okay. It's okay to tell yourself that you're pretty fucking cool. Like, it's okay. It's not pompous. It's not arrogant. It is totally okay for you to look in the mirror and tell yourself, you know what? I like that person. That person's pretty goddamn cool. It's okay to do that.
I love that. Incredible. And I think you said two magic words. You said your willingness.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be willing to look for the positive and look for the lesson and look for the good. And you said you have to choose.
Yeah.
So once you know, once you're willing to see it and you see what's in there, you have to choose to go with that. You have to make that commitment to see the positive in that situation. And sometimes it happened to me before. It's not like a one-time choosing. Sometimes you have to choose every single day for 6 months to be like, this is friggin' hard and I want to go back there, but I'm choosing again today for one more day to see it this way and to have my day go like this.
Mm-hmm. And and break it down into micro moments, right? You have 86,400 moments every single day. So that's how many opportunities you have every single day to make a decision and a choice that's going to affect your life, whether it's going to be positive, negatively, or indifferently, right? But don't let one choice ruin the other 86,399. Don't let it affect that. Make the choices that you need to make, move forward, keep progressing. And regardless of how good or how bad your plan is, if you're consistent and you're putting the work in, you're going to get results. I mean, it's very simple, right? If I told you to do 100 squats every day, with or without weight, and you did them every single day for a year, you're going to make progress. The difference is if you want 40-inch quads, you got to put some weight on that bar and do heavier squats, right? That's the only difference. So decide what the goals are, decide what the outcome is that you want, decide what you envision, and then go attack it. And if you can do that, and you can find someone that can help you and navigate you through all of that, you're doing pretty good.
I love that. Wow, this is good. You're so good. Nah. I'm so excited that you're here.
Ah! And me too.
So we all heard he's amazing. And the way he thinks is just how we should all try to think a little bit more like you, I think, every day. And I'm curious to know, like, how we've said it before, you have a badass woman and you have a strong and beautiful daughter. Do you think that your mindset and the way that you're kind of like navigating through tough events, like, do you think it kind of had a ripple effect on your close friends and family?
Yeah, I mean, I think you surround yourself with people. Look, everyone that comes into our lives or leaves our lives is only meant to be here for a season. It's that's a reality, right? Some seasons last longer than others. And that is the absolute truth. Just because your best friend from high school is no longer your best friend in college, that doesn't mean that you lost the relationship. That just means that if you're paying attention, you took from that relationship what you needed to at the time. And it's okay. We get so hung up on what other people think of us that we forget that it really doesn't matter what they think of us. Like, it really, like, as much as I may want my daughter to think I'm cool, or my wife to think I'm cool, or my friends to think that I'm a pretty cool guy, at the end of the day, I really don't give a shit, you know?
Yeah.
Because it only matters what I think of myself. And so I think that what happens is when you start to project that into the universe, you're going to surround yourself with people that are like-minded, that are on a similar kind of journey that you're on. And sometimes the universe is going to throw people your way just to make sure that you're on the right path. It's going to test you. It's going to try you, especially when you're trying to make changes, right? And I say universe just to be in general, because it makes no difference to me what you believe in, right? But in general, it's going to test you. It's going to find out, have you really moved on from that ex?
And I strongly believe that the universe, or whatever, how you want to call it, will keep testing you for as long as you don't learn that lesson.
Yep. Like, once it knows that no matter what it throws at you, it's just going to bounce off like water on a duck's ass, then it stops, right? Then it moves on to the next thing. Okay, let's keep pushing, right? And it's almost like, and I heard this, and I forget where I heard it from, and I'm sure it'll come to me after we're done talking today, but one of the biggest fears that I have is that when the day comes, and this is, you know, this is what I believe, but here I am, and I'm at the pearly gates of heaven, and there's an angel walking me from point A to point B, and we're walking along this wall, and there's a plaque on the wall, and it's my picture, and it says my name. and it says, you know, my birthday and the my end date, my start date, my end date. Then it has a little dash because all we live is that dash. You know that, right? Our lives are comprised of a dash. And then there's this list of accomplishments, right? And I'm looking at it and I'm reading it and I'm looking at it. I look at the angel. I go, I didn't do that. Oh, I didn't do that either. And the angel looks at me and says, oh, we know, but that's what you were supposed to do. And I'm like, damn it. You know, like, damn it, man. I didn't accomplish everything I was supposed to accomplish. And so, but that's personal. And so when I think of that, I think, okay, am I the best father I could be? Am I getting better as a father? Am I giving my daughter the best possible advice, whether she wants to hear it or not, right? I mean, anyone who has teenagers knows that most of the time they remind you how much you have forgotten since you were their age. But regardless, whether they want to hear it or not, right? Am I a good husband? Am I a great husband? Does my wife long to see me when she's gone, right? Mm-hmm. Am I a good friend? Am I a good son? Am I a good brother? And like all of these things that matter only matter to me.
Right.
Because as much as my brother may want me to be a good brother, he probably really does. At the end of the day, does it really matter? Mm. Am I going to change his life other than being there for a phone call or a birthday? Right.
Yeah.
When my mom passes or I pass before my mom, is it really going to matter? No, it doesn't. And that's hard shit to swallow. I mean, that's like a big pill that you think, oh, wait a minute. I don't know if I like where he's going with this, but that is the reality.
Right? Yeah.
And so
yeah,
the things that we choose to do, the people we choose to surround ourselves with, the people that enter into our circles, it all happens because we're supposed to learn something from those people, or we're supposed to teach something to those people. And so you have to be very open-minded and be very welcoming to when you have new people come in, because you just never know. You never know what that person's going to bring to the table, if that person's going to change your life or not.
Hmm. You said two things that I really liked. One, there is a lot of self-reflection is what I'm hearing that you do on, I don't know if it's a daily basis or weekly or whatever, but you said, you know, you ask yourself if you've been the best father that you can be, the best husband that you can be, the best friend that you can be. So that's a lot of self-reflection. And it's something that you taught me, actually. There was instances where I was just sitting on the couch being like, I don't know, feeling a certain emotion and being like, what would Raf do right now? He would self-reflect. So I would be like, all right, what is bringing this up, right? So I really like that you said that, because I think it's very important and was definitely a game changer for me. And then the second thing is, I like how you said, once you learn what you're supposed to learn from what the universe is sending you,
yeah,
it's going to send something else.
Yeah.
And I think it still baffles me, and I was there once, so I can't really say anything about the people who thinks there's nothing to learn after a certain period. Like, I was there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that life had so much to teach me and it would never stop.
Yeah.
But it's now infinite. I know now. Yeah. It's a gift that keeps on giving until the end of time. And it's the most beautiful school, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think being present and living is probably the best gift you can give yourself. Like, I really do. Like, I think that, you know, especially in today's world, we're so caught up in our phones, right? We're so caught up in social media. And look, I'm guilty of it, right? I spend a lot of time on social media. Anyone who follows me knows that, right?
Me too.
Yeah. And it's part of the business game, right? It's part of the hustle. It's part of doing the things that we want to do and with our careers and with our businesses and stuff like that. But like, for example, I mean, you know, I went to my daughter's graduation. I spent little to no time on the phone. Very little, very, very little, because I wanted to be present. I wanted to really be there. And I think that if you're aware enough to know that those moments exist and that for you to pay attention to those moments, I think you really can see some really cool stuff in life, right? And learn a lot. And I just think people need to do that more, like be more present. I mean, you know, my daily routine is most mornings, I won't say every morning, but most mornings I get up at 4:30. I do about 15 minutes of meditation. If I'm really focused, I can get about 12, 13 minutes in there. Usually I'm about, you know, 7 to 9 minutes of real focus. Then I get a workout in, do some cardio, have a cup of coffee, spend just me time, you know, and then I get ready for my corporate life. And then I go do that. And then I come home and then spend time with the family, do what I got to do. And I just keep things moving. But it's that first 15 minutes of my day. That's the 15 minutes that makes the biggest difference for me, because it gets my headspace in the right place. It resets the day for me. It really allows me to focus. I set my micro goals. I'm horrible at goal setting, by the way. So don't think you can't have a successful life and be really good at whatever it is you're doing without being good at setting goals, because I'm horrible at it. And
thanks for sharing.
Yeah. It is not my strong suit. Okay. It is not. And maybe one day we can get into how that works for me, but yeah, it's not my strong suit. And it really resets everything for me. So take some time to reflect, take some time to decompress and really just have alone time. I think learning to be alone is probably one of the most powerful things that you can do as a human being, because you'll realize, and we've said it a couple times today, is that, you know, nobody really cares about you at the end of the day. That is a reality, right? And so if no one truly cares about you, when it's all said and done, right, then shouldn't you be able to be alone? Shouldn't you learn how to be alone? Shouldn't you learn how to love yourself? Shouldn't you learn how to respect yourself? Shouldn't you learn how to motivate yourself? Shouldn't you learn how to discipline yourself? All of the things that we want to hear, that we hear in all these motivational speeches and all these snippets on social media and, you know, go do this and, you know, lions eat, you know, and beasts are beast and yada, yada, yada. And the reality is that you've got to learn how to do all that on your own. You've got to be able to do it on your own. And regardless of how difficult life gets, because it will get freaking difficult, there's no doubt about it. The better you get, the harder it will come at you. The stronger you get, the harder it will come at you. The more self-aware you become, the harder it will come at you. The more proficient you become in dealing with situations and problems and challenges, the harder it'll come at you. That is a reality, because the universe doesn't test the weak. It only tests the strong. I mean, that's truth.
I must be a hell of a strong human being.
When you think about it that way, you start to figure out that, you know what? If you think about it in that form, in that fashion, from that perspective, from that angle, if you think from the angle of every day seems like a fucking challenge, right? Every day seems like it's just fucking hard. And it keeps coming and you keep getting up and you keep fighting and you keep pushing back and it keeps coming and it keeps coming and you keep pushing and you keep pushing. If you think at it from that perspective and you just take a split second to say, okay, yeah, I'm pretty good at this. If you just do that, I almost guarantee you the next day after that, it's going to be really easy, because the universe is going to have to regroup. The universe is going to have to regroup and pull the troops back and be like, well, shit. They got over that one. Let's come up with a new plan, you know? And we just don't think about it that way. We just don't think about it that way. And sometimes that's the lesson we need to learn in those challenges and those challenging times and those difficult times. That's the lesson you need to learn. You are tougher than you think. You are stronger than you think. Mm. You are mentally proficient. You are emotionally proficient. We just don't think about it that way. We just think, oh, every day is difficult. Every day is difficult. Well, why does it keep pressing on you? It keeps pressing on you because it can. It keeps pressing on you because you don't break. Bending is not breaking. Complying is not breaking. Flexing is not breaking. And a lot of people can do those things really, really well. And usually when they bounce back, they've figured it out. Okay, yeah, I got this. And they just need a moment. They just need a little push, just need a little help.
This is so good. And we're like at time. It's like, I need like 2 hours whenever you and I have these conversations. Like, there is so much more that I could say, and I feel like my audience wants more. So you'll have to come back. I would love to.
We don't want to bore them either, though.
What's that?
We don't want to bore them either. So let's not drag it on.
Oh, stop it. No. This is part 1 of 10. I'm telling you. Where can we find you? I think you're most active on Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram is really my main platform. So it's ground0_with_Raphael. So if you just type in ground0 with Raphael, you can find it. And then website is g0rb.net. You can send me a DM, contact me there if you like, whatever you'd like to do, but all the content's there. And then there's also subscriber only content. So if you want to see some really, really cool interviews with some very, really, really cool people, you can hit the subscriber button. It is a nominal fee. We do have to keep Ground Zero moving. So there's a nominal fee, but hit the subscriber button and check out some exclusive content. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. You know, I've been blessed to be a part of your journey, and I hope I continue to stay a part of your journey for a long time.
Oh my God. It's a lifelong friendship, and I couldn't be more happy and honored to have you in my circle. We know it's really important to have a great five people that you hang out with the most. We hang out virtually, but that's just fine by me for now. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And looking forward to see everything that you have coming your way. And I can't wait to be on that stage with you in your future.
So yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Bye.